There you are, Arthur. I hope that's how you like it.
The egg white isn't set, hmm? I like the white to be really firm.
I must try and do better the next time, mustn't I?
I'm not complaining, you understand, but since you were good enough to ask me, I felt I might as well mention it.
I'll bear it in mind.
It's that little extra touch that makes all the difference. The bacon now. That's not bad. Nice and crisp.
Thank you, Arthur. Good of you to say so.
So one must give credit where it's due. In any case, it's generous of you to cook breakfast for me at all. Hope you don't think I'm being ungrateful.
No, no. And it's the least I can do, as long as you don't have a kitchen of your own. But don't worry. I'll be getting the workmen in to do the conversion very soon, Arthur.
Oh, will you?
I gather it's not a very big job. That old airing cupboard will make a serviceable little kitchen, quite large enough for your purposes.
Yes, I suppose so.
You don't sound very sure about it. I thought we'd agree.
Oh, yes, yes, certainly. It's a long-term project. But it's going to mean a lot of upheaval, surely. The plumbing and loo, installing a sink.
Oh, they say that won't be any problem. Being next to the bathroom, it's only a matter of bringing the pipe through the wall.
Yes, all the same, bound to create a lot of mess and noise. You've only just settled down after the move. There's no need to rush into things immediately, is there?
I don't understand. Anyone would think you didn't want a kitchen of your own.
Of course I want it, my dear chap. All I'm saying is there's no immediate urgency. We can manage as we are for the time being, surely.
Well, I'm quite happy to let you have the use of this kitchen as a temporary measure. You're welcome to come down here whenever you want. Cook yourself a pot of lunch, you know that. But obviously, it would be much more convenient for you to...
Hello, funny me.
Oh, come in. You're bright and early this morning, Sophie.
Oh, I'm a bit too early by the look of it. I was going to make a start in here.
Well, if you would just allow us to finish breakfast before you begin to clear the table, I should be extremely grateful, young woman.
In that case, Arthur, I'll get the vacuum out and have a glass of cleaning room. Meanwhile, do forgive me for being alive.
No, we shan't be very long, shall we, Arthur?
I can't bolt my food. Plays havoc with my gastric juices.
I thought I did the stairs this morning, too. If that's not going to disturb you, Arthur.
My dear Miss Richmond, it's a matter of complete indifference to me. I shall not be here this morning. I have to go out presently anyway. It's somebody I want to see.
Who's that crying? Abigail, you've been teasing Jill again.
It's not Jill, it's James. He's just being silly. Cersei doesn't want to go to playgroup this morning.
Why ever not?
Well, she said she wanted to go to proper school instead with Abigail. I told her she's not old enough, and she started to cry.
Well, I suppose I'd better go.
It's all right. She's stopped now. Liz is talking to her.
Jeremy, you haven't got any shoes on.
Well, they're in the kitchen.
Well, go and get them. You don't want to be late on your first day of term, do you?
Well, we never do much on the first morning.
That's not the point. You've got to be there. Go and get your shoes.
Sometimes I was late when I was living at the old bakery. If there was a rush job in the freezer plant and everybody was working flat out, I had to wait till somebody was free to take them.
Really? Well, luckily we seem to be better organized here, so you don't have to worry about being late anymore.
I wasn't worried. Mummy always wrote a note to explain. I didn't get into trouble.
Well, you'll be getting into trouble now if you don't go and get your shoes.
Jane doesn't want to go to playgroup. Jill says she feels sick. I've lost my bag again.
Oh, Jane, you can't get a school in your socks. I'm just trying to put my shoes on. Don't fuss.
What's the matter with Jane, anyway? She loves playgroup, as a rule.
Oh, it's nothing to do with that, really. She's sulking because Jill took her coloured pencils without asking.
Well, Jill's got coloured pencils of her own.
Oh, the red's broken, and she wanted to do a picture of a pillar box. But if I don't find my shoulder back, I shall go mad.
It's hanging up with your coat.
Oh, darling, bless you. Well, then, have I got everything?
Are the girls ready? We've got to get a move on, or Jeremy will be late.
Abigail's putting their coats on. They'll be down in a minute.
What time shall I collect you from the office?
Collect me?
For lunch. Had you forgotten?
Oh, no, of course not. That's today, isn't it? You're meeting with the solicitor.
11:30 this morning, and I would like to come and talk to you afterwards, darling, if you can spare the time.
Yes, of course. Lunch would be fine. Good luck with the solicitor, Peter. I'm sure he'll be able to...
Oh, put my heels on, Mary. One of the laces has got broken.
I can see this is going to be one of those days.
Good morning, my dear lady.
Oh, Mr. Tyson, I didn't see you come in. You're an early bird, no mistake.
It's a nice, fine morning. I decided to go out and do a little shopping. And as I was passing a wagoner, I thought I'd
call in and pay my respects.
Oh, very nice to you. What can I get you, Mrs. Ivy?
Oh, nothing, thank you. Don't let me interrupt you in the course of your duties.
Oh, I'm only polishing glasses. I can easily get you a drink.
No, thank you. No, really, it's a little too early in the day for me. In actual fact, I really didn't come in here for refreshments at all, but for advice.
Advice?
That's why I called at this unusually early hour. I'm in something of a quandary, dear lady, and I hope you might be able to help me.
If I can, I'll be only too pleased.
And poor old George, I'm quite worried about
him. Why? Whatever's the matter? He's not ill, is he?
Not ill, exactly. I think he's under a certain amount of strain. He tries to do too much, you see. Drives himself too hard, in my opinion.
Well, he seemed as bright as a button the other night.
Well, he's been working all hours, getting the house into shape. But what really appalled me was when I discovered that he's intending to start up all over again as soon as possible.
Whatever for?
For a kitchen on the first floor. He's thinking of me, you see. That's so typical of the man. He's determined to suffer even more inconvenience. And all for my sake.
Oh, dear. But you've got to have a kitchen of your own, haven't you?
Well, eventually, no doubt. But why do it now? I told George, don't think of my needs, I said to him. My dear fellow, I'm perfectly happy to carry on as we are. He gives me the use of his kitchen, you see. And what does it matter if I have to run up and downstairs every time I want a cup of tea or a slice of bread and butter? Maybe an additional strain on my heart, but I'm sure it's not going to kill me. Well, not if I take it slowly.
Well, that's probably what George is worried about. He doesn't want you to put yourself out.
And I don't want to put George out. But that was why it suddenly struck me we might be able to solve the problem, you and I.
Me? But how?
Well, I remember that recently you kindly brought over a steak and kidney pie for George. You're an excellent cook, my dear lady. And you have all the kitchen facilities to hand over here. And I'm all alone, in need of a little nourishment from time to time. And that's why it occurred to me, surely between us we could come to some sort of amicable arrangement.
Come in, Mr. Tyson. Sit down. Good to see you. I think that chair's fairly comfortable.
Aye, yes, thank you.
I'm sorry I had to keep you waiting. I got delayed in court this morning. Anyway, let's make up for lost time, shall we?
Certainly. It's about my son.
Yes, Jeremy. So you said on the phone. Let's see now. The last court hearing was when, exactly?
May 1976.
Right. And originally, both you and your wife, oh, I beg your pardon, your ex-wife, were applying for custody, care, and control of the boy. It was to be for the magistrate's court to decide upon your relative claims, as I remember.
Yes, that's right. Then at the last minute, Lynn had a change of heart. Her domestic circumstances at that time were a little unsettled, and I'd recently remarried and gone to live in the country.
In Essex, yes, I remember that very well. Old Thatch, that was the name of the house, wasn't it?
Yes, you have a good memory. Yes, well, cutting a long story short, Lynn decided that it would be in Jeremy's best interest to make his home with Liz and me at Old Thatch. And the court agreed, so the whole thing was signed, sealed, and delivered, without any argument. And now this has to happen.
This being...
Ex-wife has got it into her head that it's now time to reapply to the court and get the whole case reviewed. She's determined that she should now have custody, care, and control of Jeremy.
Well, that's always a possibility. No decision on these cases is ever irrevocable because, after all, the circumstances can change, as they have done in this instance.
Change?
Well, yes, in several respects. You've moved to London, for one thing. You've increased your family. Jeremy now has, how many half-sisters?
Three. But surely that's all the more reason why it's good for him to stay with us. He's part of a big family, which is what I've always wanted for him.
But not apparently what his mother wants. And her situation has changed too, I understand.
Who told you that?
Well, she's being represented in this matter by Henderson and Bray. Very good firm, highly thought of. I know old Henderson pretty well. Naturally, he's been on to me for a preliminary discussion.
I see. But I... don't really understand how Lynn can claim that her circumstances have changed. She's still running a full-time business at the restaurant.
I gather she has a capable assistant manager, who is therefore able to devote far more time to her home and family these days.
She may say that. But anyway, what sort of a home do you call it? When they've got a full-scale freezer plant operating in the backyard, it's like living in a factory.
But, correct me if I'm wrong, when your father was ill and needed constant attention last Christmas,
You were perfectly happy then for Jeremy to go and live in this...
In an emergency. It was a necessity. Lynn understood that. But of course it gave her the idea of keeping Jeremy there permanently. I explained to her that I couldn't agree to that. Apart from anything else, we have a legal obligation to abide by the court's ruling.
Which is why she is now appealing for that ruling to be reversed. Yes.
But she won't get away with it. I've got all the right on my side.
Well, she has her rights too, you know. And in the vast majority of custody hearings, the judge decides in favor of the mother. It's generally thought that she is the most appropriate person to bring up her own child.
Generally, maybe. But in our particular situation...
Mrs. Pryor has much to offer now that she and her husband are comfortably established in their respective businesses. She can afford to give Jeremy all the time and care that he needs. No doubt she will admit that a few years ago, when things were different, she was very glad that you were able to look after Jeremy and bring him up. She'll also say that the position has changed now. I'd be falling down on my job if I didn't tell you, quite frankly, that you're going to have a very tough time arguing against that. She has every chance of succeeding in her appeal.
Who was that on the phone? Another lunch booking?
No, Lynn.
I thought she'd be walking in any minute. What's wrong? Did she get held up?
Well, she called to ask if we could manage without her this lunchtime. Apparently, she's been busy at the old bakery, and she didn't notice the time.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, we're not exactly rushed off our feet today, are we? Only four bookings so far.
There could always be a sudden rush at the last minute.
Well, anyway, I told her we could cope.
She's not thinking of taking the whole day off, is she?
Why?
Well, it's my evening off. Yours too, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Well, she hadn't forgotten that. She says she'll be over in good time to take over.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
Well, not that I'd have minded, really. I mean, if she'd asked me to stay in and work this evening... I haven't got anything planned.
That's got nothing to do with it, Sophie. Yeah. You've got to stand up for yourself and take the time off when it's due to you.
It seems a bit pointless when I'm only going back to the flat to watch the telly.
Well, you could go out, couldn't you? Film at the Everyman is supposed to be terrific.
I hate going to the pictures by myself. Anyway, what have you got lined up for this evening? Something wildly glamorous and exciting.
Funny you should say that.
Huh?
As it happens, the answer's no.
Oh, honestly. Or what's happened to Rocky?
He flew off to New York last week.
Oh, so that means you have to curl up with a good book, too.
No, I was thinking I might go to the pictures, too, only...
I know. Don't tell me.
I hate going to the pictures by myself. Right. So let's go together.
What?
How about that?
Really?
Yeah, why not? If we both feel like going out.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to, thanks.
Oh, what'd I tell you? Last minute rush is starting.
Pryor's restaurant, can I help you? Oh, yes he is, yes, hold on.
So me?
Yeah, Matt, he wants to talk to you, and it doesn't sound as if he's in the most wonderful of moods.
Darling, you haven't touched that sandwich.
Yes, all right, Liz, in a minute. I think I'll get another drink first. Same again for you.
No, I don't want another one. I'm sorry it had to be pub sandwiches instead of lunch, but there was a bit of a hassle over the advertising rates, and I've just got to get back as soon as possible, so I thought...
Yes, okay, doesn't matter. I didn't feel like eating lunch anyway.
Peter, I know it was a shock for you, but you've got to eat.
It was a shock. I couldn't believe my ears. The way that man was talking, it sounded as if all Lynn's got to do is to say to the judge, please let me have my son back, and it's all over by the shouting.
I'm sure that's an exaggeration. It can't be a simple...
You can bet your life it isn't, because I won't let him.
Well, yes.
Damn it, I'm the boy's father. Don't I have any rights? All the years we've brought him up, made him part of our family, that must count for something.
I'm sure it will.
Nobody can chuck all that aside just because Lynn suddenly changes her mind and decides she wants to change the rules. I'm not going to let her do it.
No.
She wants a full-scale battle. That's up to her. I'm going to fight her, Liz, every inch of the way. We'll be right back.